Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Sticky Shoelaces, RJ, Sarah Randlett, Irika Smeek, Mewpod, Richard Dixon, Sarah Hickey, Jess M, Joseph Fink, Jane Data Ghosts. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents Stella Firma.
Almost over. No Trexel. No brief either. The light's still off. Are we doing a plan?
Patrick, please. I can explain. It's all David's fault. I haven't entirely worked out how, but I'm absolutely 100% convinced that if it wasn't for this clone idiot, I would have been here on time. In fact, I'd have made you a drink. I made you a wonderful drink. Maybe even a plate of delights. A little soup.
Hello, Trexel.
Hello, David. You're not Hartro?
No.
Where's Hartro?
Who?
Hartro, our line manager. This is review day. It's review day.
Oh, so that's why we haven't got a brief. No, she's not here.
She's not here?
No, no one's been here all day during the shift, which you didn't turn up for.
David, this is wonderful. David, this is an absolute godsend. David, don't you understand? It is review day. And Hartro is supposed to be here, and she's supposed to look through all the planets we've designed and tell us whether we did well or badly. And I have to admit to you, David, I was somewhat dreading this, because normally, at the end of a review, I get told off,
yes,
and the clone gets recycled, because the planets are terrible, David.
Oh.
We did not do a good job.
That's good that we missed that then, eh?
It is absolutely incredible that she has... I don't know if she's forgotten about us. I don't know if she doesn't care anymore, but either way, David...
Oh, hello. Hello, Trexel. And David.
Yes, David 7.
Oh, yes, new David.
Hello.
Right, move right along there. I'm just going to be using that chair, David.
Yes.
To
okay,
put
just
my shopping on.
Just stand in the corner.
We were just talking about you, Hartro. We just went,
me. Oh, my ears were burning.
Where's Hartro? I hope we get to do a review soon. But we've obviously all been waiting here, waiting for you, but, you know, quietly and happily, but just waiting here in this room where we should have been.
Oh, yes. I've changed something. Somewhere in your body, there's a lovely little tracker now, so I never have to sit and wait for you ever again.
A tracker? You put a tracker in my body?
Yes, don't worry, you were asleep. It only hurt a little bit, but we gave you a sedative, and then we erased that part of your memory.
Right, so you...
And don't try to find it, because we put it somewhere really deep.
Okay, that's a lot to take in. I'm going to admit, Hartra, that's a lot to take in, but okay, so that means you know I
know
haven't
where
necessarily
you
been here all day.
No, that's why I've only just shown up.
Right, this makes so much sense. This makes a lot more sense.
In fact,
than
according
what I thought.
To my
employee movement history,
little beep moving around. That's a little, do you see this? A little flashing light.
Is that me?
That's
me?
You.
Oh, yeah. Lovely. Look, there I am.
So, and you could see where you've been.
Yes, in the
You've been in the Cosmic Lounge for
4 hours.
Oh, prior to this. That's the smell, isn't it?
Yeah, it does somewhat get into the old clothes, doesn't it?
Interesting.
Cosmic stank.
Yeah. So we'll start a log, David.
A log?
Yes.
Sure, I can do a log. But that's my job.
Great. And I'd like to just say, for the record, that Trexel's shown up drunk, we'll say.
We'll just call it drunk.
I would say,
David, could you write tipsy?
Drunk.
There we go, D-R-U-N-K.
Drunkenness.
Lovely.
Log.
Right. So now that I've established that I know where you are all of the time, we'll move on to the review.
Yes.
Cheerio. Great. So I'm just looking at the last four planets. We'll call them planets. I don't know, you call them something else. But yes, that you've been responsible for. I'd like to just put this under the umbrella of ego. I'm going to call it that, ego. That's the overriding problem I have with these last four planets. Let me flesh that out for you. Nurture 163. Right, so your ginormous ego has created 2,392 murders. You have killed hatchlings on that planet. I don't know what you thought you needed to be doing other than designing a planet, at the Cosmic Lounge, having a chanté around the deck. But because of your lack of detail, of skill and design, we now have hatchlings that are never going to see their parents, never grow up. Never work for Stella Firma, perhaps.
But what happened?
Well, you had them in a boiling trough, and it's very important for a hatchling to have the exact temperature. You wrote down right shade of boiling.
Yes.
You fried them.
So it was so hot that the water boiled off, and then it turned into basically a big frying trough, and what we've made is essentially a dish.
You cooked their children in front of them, Trexel.
And that's not what we were going for.
Not exactly, okay. No. I think that is a fail on your part.
Okay.
Now, David, would you say Trexel's spending time in a design session? You're allotted, let me see, 8 hours, I think, per planet.
Yes.
So, 8 hours. Somebody who wanted to invest and care about the planets they're creating. Somebody that might want to actually have a client enjoy a planet that they're making might spend 8 hours on a planet.
I'd assume so, yes.
Someone with a ginormous ego who might rather be drinking or perhaps lazing and sleeping would spend, would you say?
Roughly about 20 minutes.
Oh, right.
What a coincidence. That's normally the amount of time I spend. Oh, I see what's happening here.
Yes. Right, I'm going to need something. David, do you have any sweets? Do you have any liquid?
Some bonbons and refreshments, David.
Yes.
For our guest, Atro. Anything to refresh her parched mouth?
No, I can't get out of this office. I'm trapped in this office.
I'm so sorry about this, Atro. David, come over here. David, we have some facilities over there. You see those pipes? Where you get your slurry and your nutrients?
Yes.
You use some of them. That's a drink of some sort, isn't it?
Okay.
Pop over there, get a glass and give it to Hartrum.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about that, Hartrum. He'll be right back with a lovely refreshment.
Stop waving your hands around me.
I apologise. I'll sit on them. It's like I don't even have hands anymore. They're gone. No hands, Drexel, they call
and
me.
And can you just look at the wall for a minute?
Okay.
I don't want to see your face.
Look at this wall.
Oh, David.
Your glass of slurry.
Is that clone slurry?
Well, it's the liquid
You do not give a line manager clone slurry. Do you know what that could have done to me?
David, I can't believe this.
Sit on your hands, Trexel.
I'm sorry.
In fact, Trexel,
yes?
Take one hand out.
Okay.
Drink that.
It's clone slurry.
You idiot.
Right,
do you know how to operate a slurry machine?
Oh, God.
Obviously not.
Oh, God, it's horrible. It's so...
Drink it off.
It's so sharp and tangy.
I want line manager snacks.
Go find another tube.
Please, David, please. Please get the right tube. She's going to make me eat whatever you bring back if it's not line manager snacks, David. I implore you. Find the right slot or tube or whatever it is over in that corner. I don't look over there very much. I need this, David. I can't drink any more of this. Oh, it smells like hot socks.
But moving swiftly on.
Consultant design recommendation.
Burn Market
file.
23rd Earl of Armica.
Yes.
Right. Now that was a whopper. Right.
Employee
so somebody suffering from ego would definitely build themselves, I don't know, a giant ivory statue of themselves in the middle of a planet for someone else.
Well, some could say that that's a sign of ego. Yes, I suppose so.
Denied.
I feel like maybe you are tying this massive statue I made into a broader theme.
Good. That's exactly what I'm trying to do.
But perhaps it's just, you know, like a signature.
Access.
Yeah. It's
interesting how you had all the other parts of the planet all aligned to look at that ivory statue in the middle.
Well,
what an interesting choice.
Everything has to face somewhere, Hartro, and it just so happened that my statue was in the middle.
Yes, and the
Access.
Orbit.
Denied.
It's all circulating around this statue in the middle.
Me. Yes, I see your point. I see your point. And I apologise.
David. I touched the line manager tube and it just tased me. I couldn't get any...
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, you don't have clearance. Interesting. Trexel, could you please go get me some line manager slurry?
Me?
Yes, please.
I mean, don't get the drinks. Yes, of course. I'll go get the drinks.
David, do you see what I've done here? See, now, he
employee
also doesn't
refreshment
have
unit
so in a minute, you're going to hear a really, really sharp... Well, you've been through it, haven't
denied.
You?
Denied.
Yes.
So it turns out I'm not allowed line manager, slurry or juice either, and I have been taste.
Right, that's fine. I don't need a drink. It's fine. I've had several drinks. I'm going for an ion scrub later anyway. Oh.
What a wonderful life you lead, Hadra.
I want to move on.
Consultant
right,
design
we've got
recommendation
your third here.
File.
Misty Van Schooten, ring a bell?
Yes.
Oh, there's a whopper. Oh, we've got a mess. Legal are up to their eyes in it right now. You've created a life and death gun.
Yes. Yes, I must say, I thought this was one of our highlights, you know?
Let me stop you there. No. You've given the power that only board should have. Someone of great knowledge and understanding, and yet you've given it to anyone on that planet can just now pick up a gun and kill or bring back to life something. They're trying to bring dogs that have been dead for years. Their mom and dad. Oh my. So teenager comes home, had a bad day. Oh, kill dad. Oh, bring dad back to life. You, it's very difficult mentally to deal with such a power.
Yes, I can see how having actual power over life and death, over everything that you survey, might maybe cause a little bit of, shall we say, emotional distress. Yes, are they doing well down there, or are they adapting, you know, as creatures can?
I'm not going to mince words here. We've had to just completely destroy the planet. No, we pushed that right into a sun.
You pushed it into
a sun? Well, we needed to. I mean, luckily, we were able to contain it, and nobody left the planet with one of those guns, because, I don't know what we would have done then.
No.
I mean, there's only so much I can cover up.
Sure.
Yeah, so now there's a whole planet on your shoulders there.
Wow, and everybody on the service.
Every single one.
All dead.
In fact, we had to get a team to pull them out, and they're dead as well.
That's a lot.
Oh, because somebody thought they might want to make a god gun.
Yes, puts things in perspective, I suppose.
I mean, I wouldn't be able to sleep.
No, I must say, there's been a couple of wakeful nights, you know, a couple of sessions in the Cosmic Lounge more than I'm used to, since I learned of all the deaths I've caused, I'm sure. Anything else, Doctor?
Ah, but you know, we can move on, can't we?
Yes.
We put on a smile. Yeah, we've got to trudge ahead, don't we? Some of us have to just lead the way.
Consultant design recommendation file.
Oh, that was the one for the lead singer, wasn't it? For the Winter Lettuce Collective.
Yes.
We weren't too sure about them, were we?
No.
Are they a murderer? Are they not?
Who knows? Who knows?
Did they destroy their whole band? Did they not? I don't know.
Who can say?
I know what we should do.
What's that?
We should give them two rooms with explosives in. Oh, I know. We should give them a whole gang of dogs and strap knives to their heads. Yeah, does that sound familiar?
Yes, no, that is ringing a couple of bells. And now you say it back to me, giving a potentially murderous lead singer access to quite a lot of explosives and many, many well-trained knife dogs. Some people could look at that and say, "What have you done, you idiot? What have you done, you massive idiot? So is it all worked out fine?
No. No. We've got a dilly-dally down there. Oh, yes.
A dilly-dally?
Yes. Not the good kind, either.
No.
You know, they like to have lots of parties. Musicians.
I yes, something like that. Parties
just,
all the time.
Oh, just party after party, getting all sorts of famous, lovely, galactic artists.
Yes.
Just bringing them to that planet and then destroying them.
Destroying them?
We've got some of our greatest artists now have been knifed and or exploded because of this planet that you've created. You've created a hedonistic party death match.
A hedonistic party death match?
That's what you've created.
I mean, that sounds pretty great, but I'm getting the feeling that...
Well, I mean, they're happy. It couldn't be happier.
Well, you know what they will say, client knows best, client first. So if the client's happy, then maybe the deaths of many of the galaxy's greatest artists isn't too much of a...
Now, let me stop you there. No. Because when some of the greatest artists end up being sent off and killed, Stella Firma Limited gets taken to court, don't they?
Ah.
Oh, and legal are up to their heads, trying to defend this.
Well,
it's a new low.
Okay, well, you've really put things into perspective for me there, Hacho. You really laid it out on the line.
And with this knowledge, I want you to learn. I want you to look at yourself and say, it's not all about me.
Okay, do you want me to do that now?
Yes.
Okay, right, so I'll just, can I look at you, or do I need to...
Don't ever look at me.
Okay, I'll just look in this mirror here, okay. Drexel, hello. Looking good. Did you do something with your face? Yes, hey, buddy. Old Trexy boy. Old Geisteroo.
You can't do it, can you?
Oh, you...
It's not all about me,
Trex. It's not all ways, but sometimes...
Drexel.
But look, now, between you and me, I love you. That's important. But sometimes you need to take a long, hard shower with yourself and think, hey, mister, old Geisty boy, old Trexaloo, you're so handsome. But the important thing is that sometimes some things might not be about you entirely. Oh, gosh. That was tough.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that was tough.
That was hard.
No. We're going to do it again.
Oh, again?
We're do it again. Don't romance yourself.
Okay, just right into it. Just right into it.
Yeah, I want you to say it's never about me.
It's never about me.
It's always the client.
Okay.
And I'm just going to stick my foot just right into your mouth.
Okay.
Just like that.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Right? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. There it is. Oh.
It's not ever about me. Look in the mirror, Trexel. Look in the mirror.
It's not ever about me.
What?
It's not ever about me.
When is it about you?
Yeah.
What?
It's never about me. It's always about Claire.
Who's it about? Who's it about?
Claire.
What? Alright, there we go. There we go.
Did I do well, Arjo?
Well, you started to cry and that's what I was going for.
Well, thank you, Artro. Thank you for doing that. You've had a delicious foot. Clean.
David, just clean that for me. Just clean that
your foot. Your
foot. Yes, clean. Without touching me with you.
I'll
find something to clean it.
Spritzer.
With.
Shine that foot right up.
Right, stop that. That's enough there.
Okay, yeah, sorry. Okay. Yep.
Oh, well, I think my work is done. So, moving forward... You learned a lesson today, didn't you, Trexel?
Absolutely.
You did.
It's not all about me. It's never about me.
Do we have to do it again?
No.
I will get my foot out again.
I don't think I could take the joy. It's never about me.
I'm not above it. Yes.
I understand.
Fantastic.
We can do this.
Right. So, I'm off to the ion scrub. Oh. It's been real. Oh, it's been great. Didn't we have fun? I had fun. Didn't we have fun?
Yeah. Yes.
David, stop talking. Didn't we have fun?
Lots of fun.
Aww.
I look forward to it next Friday.
Well done, us!
Line manager.
Bye, Artro.
Bye, Artro.
Oh,
David.
Yeah, so,
Oh, David.
So what happens now?
Oh, David, I have never had such a good review in my entire life. Do you understand? That was incredible.
What?
That was absolutely incredible, David. She didn't recycle you. That never happens. The clone always gets recycled.
Oh, right.
Goodness, she only put one foot in my mouth.
So that's good.
That is David, this could not have gone better. I must be getting so much better. I'm a genius.
It could have gone better.
I am the genius. It's not about me, but in a very real sense, isn't it not being about me? The greatest genius of all. My God, I'm good. Oh, I'm going to celebrate at the Cosmic Lounge. I will see you at some point in the future.
No, early on Monday.
You will design such planets, David, such planets that your eyes will fall out of the back of your head.
Okay,
Avant, Geistman!
I think you've missed the point. He's gone.
Performance review log complete.
Wait, if the other reviews went so badly that the clone was recycled and what we just had was a good review, and I've survived, then...
Imogen online. How can I help you?
David Seven?
How bad can
review
they really
log
be?
Database. I mean, searching.
One of ours had to be pushed into a sun.
Search complete.
No, please, Arthur,
oh,
no!
Oh,
no,
oh,
stop
oh,
hitting
my,
me!
Oh.
The clone
oh,
is already
no,
dead!
No, turn it off!
Stop
turn it off!
Me.
Imogen terminal offline.
I'm doomed.
Stella Firma is a podcast distributed by Rusty Quill Limited and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Sharealike 4.0 International License. It was created by Tim Meredith and Ben Meredith and produced by Laurie Ann Davis with executive producer Alexander J. Newell. In today's episode, Imogen was played by Imogen Harris. David Seven was played by Ben Meredith. Quattro Pilts was played by Jenny Halfick, and Drexel Geisman was played by Tim Meredith. The episode was edited by Edward von Adakas and Alexander J. Newell, with music by Samuel D.F. Jones and artwork by Annika Kahn. To subscribe, buy merchandise, or join our Discord, visit rustyquill.com. Rate and review us online, tweet us at @TheRustyQuill, join our Reddit community on r/RustyQuill, visit us on Facebook, or email us via mail @RustyQuill.com. May the board preserve and keep you.